Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Sutherland were old-timers in the Dawson Creek district. Mr. Sutherland passed away not too long ago. The Sutherlands are most remembered, I think, for their work with the Moberly Indians. Mr. Sutherland was a school teacher. Mrs. Sutherland assisted him. Their son is an outstanding doctor, a product of our schools, who went on to University of Alberta and has distinguished himself in health fields in the province of Saskatchewan and elsewhere.
Cases of Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Sutherland, written out by her and read by Mrs. Ida Rowe. Mrs. Rowe.
Mrs. Wesley Sutherland wrote the following account of her early life, as read by Mrs. Ida Rowe. Mrs. Rowe.
I am reading this in place of Mrs. Sutherland. I came to Canada in January 1920. I felt like Alice in Wonderland when I saw the lovely sleighs and heard the bells ringing. Wesley met me. He was teaching at Tuscan Hill, 16 miles from Grand Prairie. Holidays there were in January and February, and school operated all summer. From Montreal, we went on to Tatamagouche, Nova Scotia, Wesley's home. Wesley's parents really spoiled me. One day, Wesley and I decided to drive into Tatamagouche for the mail. Then we decided to pop in and see the preacher. The little place had no jewelry, so my signet ring was used until we went into Halifax for a wedding ring. I was amused at the corn brooms for sweeping. I had always connected those with witches. Everyone wanted to see the bride from England. I told Wesley to build a cage, put me inside, and charge so much to see me. After a while, we came back to Grand Prairie. We walked down one street. Then I said, let's see the rest of the town. Wesley said, this is all there is. We bought a horse and a new buggy and new harness. We were so happy. Our daughter Jean was born May the 9th, 1921. While at Tuscan Hill, I carried a little black book, and whenever we went visiting, I made notes. How to make cocoa, how long to boil potatoes, and other silly things. I was useless. The highlight was asking how to make bread while I had a party at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Brown. Mr. Brown spoke up and said, first you pour boiling water on the yeast. This I did. Wesley and I kneaded that bread to death. Finally, I shoved it into the oven. After dark that night, we buried it behind the peach root. I'm sure it would have made good cement blocks. After that, I trusted no more Charlie Browns and went my own way. I learned how to make fine bread and all the good things the white should know. When Jean was 2 months old, we came to Dawson Creek in our one-horse buggy, traveling over corduroy bridges, up and down steep hills. It took us 3 days. Our first homestead was north of town, not far from the Lion Station, and there were no roads and people cut across anywhere. We finally moved to the old town where Wesley taught in a log schoolhouse on the Coos Road with about 16 pupils. He taught there 5 years. He also worked hard to the co-op store, being president in the old town for 5 years. He believed every man should have a decent standard of living, and he believed that until his sad death, August the 31st, 1973. After the old town, we moved to Bessborough, where he proved up 3/4 sections of land, farming and teaching. Teachers' top wages then were $132 per month. I loved the farm, especially my baby pigs and chickens. One day the school secretary phoned and asked if I would go to Moberly Lake with Wesley and teach the Indians. I explained that I was not a teacher, but they were sure I could do the job. When Wesley came home from school, I told him. He laughed and said I was joking. Anyway, we got the cattle sold and the horses accepted. I bundled up all the post office matter, as I had been postmistress there for 17 years. Away we went. Teaching seemed to come naturally to me, and I really loved my little Indians. They appreciate kindness. The whites took their land and yet continued to push them down. I was sorry when we retired from there, and I saw more than one tear when I said goodbye. Six of my old people have been killed since I left, car accidents, etc., and all his nice children. We had wonderful concerts. I taught them singing and action songs and such lovely voices. I could go on and on talking about my Indians, and I'm proud to have had the privilege of knowing so many of them. To have an Indian for a friend is to have a real friend. I feel I could write a book. Had I been a qualified teacher, my wish would have been to teach Indians only. When our son Harry was killed, we sold the farm, and mostly built two houses in town. We owned one each, and he was active until 5:30 p.m. on the day he died at 6:30 p.m. He is missed very much, but I have my memories.
Thank you, Mrs. Rowan. Next Sunday, we'll repeat Mr. Bumstead's talk on the early lumber.
Testing, 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 testing.